fire. Surely I desire to be home again, laughing with some good hearts. I know, wish it was Christmas Day, together just like we should always stay. Wish it was Christmas Day, together just like we should always stay. We should always stay.
This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, November the 26th, 2017. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything. It's fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, 413 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November 26, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Spurs 106 and the Hornets 86. Clippers 97, the Kings 95. Jazz 121, the Bucks 108. Warriors 110, the Pelicans 95. The Mavs 91, the Thunder 81. Rockets 117 and the Knicks 102. Celtics 108 and the Pacers 98. Raptors 112, the Hawks 78. Trailblazers 108 and the Wizards 105. And the 76ers 130 and the Magic 111. In that Celtics game, Al Horford went for 21 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. I'm sorry, yeah, and 3 blocks. No steals, 3 blocks. Theis started, and he got 5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Tatum got 11 points and 2 rebounds. Irving, 25 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. Marcus Smart, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Ojale, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Nader played and Locke and played, but they did not score. Rozier got 17 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 2 steals. And Baines got 8 points, 4 rebounds, no assists, and a steal. Celtics, after their 16-game winning streak was stopped, have won now 2 in a row. They're 18-3. Well, let me give you my perspective. I said earlier when the season started, and they started winning after the Hayward injury, that their defense was awesome. Without having any stats to look at or analytics, just watching the games, they were falling behind by a lot of points in some games and pulling them out, primarily because the other team's offense just could not keep up with their stifling defense, which they would put on, you know, third and fourth periods, falling 18 points behind, 16 points behind. And then when they had that big win here over the world champion Golden State Warriors, I said, these guys are for real. And if their offense even improves a little bit, who knows how far they could go. But, you know, with a young team, a whole lot of new players, and like I said, everybody knows, I guess, if you're a Celtics fan, only 4 players back from last year's team who won the Eastern Division conference title, you know, it's like, okay, wow. we got bombed out in the playoffs, but this was obviously an improvement. But you lose guys like Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crawford, and Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk. You know, hey, you would think there's going to be some setback. And then at the beginning of the season, very first game of the season, 5 minutes into the very first game of the season, Gordon Hayward, who's going to be our number one, who was touted as being our number two scorer, you know, breaks his ankle and foot and leg and everything else. Is like, oh boy, this is not going to be so good. But then Jason Tatum, rookie, 19 years old. Jaylen Brown, second year in the league, 21 years old. They started playing like if they were veterans. And along with Kyrie Irving, the team has been doing extremely well. Now, I know there are people who have been, you know, who have been saying, well, you know, we got to improve our shooting. And certainly you like to see them improve their shooting. But they were like 27th in the league in points scored, something like that. But if you play the tough defense and with the big bench that they have, I mean, you know, for example, Jaylen Brown didn't play last night. Marcus Morris didn't play last night. And like I said, we know that Hayward's out for the rest of the season. And yet, they cobbled together a team. I wouldn't say cobbled together. I shouldn't say that. Because these guys who've been coming off the bench have been playing. They just got more playing time. Theis got a start in place of Jaylen Brown. In place of Marcus Morris. And Smart got the start in place of Jaylen Brown. So, therefore, I think Brown might have, I didn't hear any information, but I think Brown may have gone home for the funeral of his friend. Marcus Morris did not allow him to play back-to-back games, and so therefore, going on the road, playing back-to-back games, they went into Indiana. I only saw up to the first half. After that, I had to get ready to go to bed so I can get to the station in the morning. But anyway, this team is loaded, and no one knows how far that they are going to be able to go, because no one knows how long and how well the it's a long season, as someone has said. Tatum's 19 years old. He only played 30 games last year in college. So therefore, you know, he may hit the rookie wall real early. But Brown's been through it, and he's playing, you know, he had 1 year under his belt, not playing as many minutes last year as he's playing now. But, you know, we got Morris now, who's a veteran who came in. I mean, Marcus Morris came in, and except for the fact that he had a conditioning problem because he was going through the legal situation, and then when he started playing, had problems, you know, with a sore knee. no injury, just soreness from, you know, not having worked out during the summer, as he normally would. But he's fit in seamlessly. Aaron Baines. I never heard of Aaron Baines until we got... he's been that rim protector that Olynyk and Tyler Zeller and some of the other people that we had in there could not be. And I love his game, offensively and defensively. Theiss, a rookie from Germany. European ball, but he's a hard-nosed power forward, can hit the outside shot, put the ball on the floor. He'll rebound for you, play tough defense. And then there's Ojale from SMU, who's, I guess, won the love of Brad Stevens because he's getting a lot of early time off the bench with the second team as well. This team, I think, and then there's Kyrie Irving, of course, who can turn it on whenever he seems to need to, and does whatever is needed to get the team, over the hump or whatever they're trailing by. And, I love Isaiah Thomas, but obviously, and this I did not know, not watching Irving that much except in the games when he played against the Celtics, how good a passer he is and how good a defense is all mental. You got to make up your mind. If you're good enough to make the NBA, you're good enough to play solid defense if you put your mind to it. And Brad Stevens has an awesome system, and so therefore, Kyrie Irving has come in and done more than I anticipated. Not that I didn't think he could score, but more than I anticipated from the passing and from the defensive standpoint of his game. So, things are looking up, and everybody who's looking to nitpick, some writer wrote recently that the winning streak hid all of the weak spots on the team. Well, what is that? You know, what team doesn't have weak spots, and what team would not settle for a 18-3 record in their first 21 games if they could swap, you know, weak spots with the Boston Celtics? You know, hey, there are teams maybe who are ahead of us in scoring, but they aren't doing it on the defensive end. And the latest thing I heard, read, whatever, was that we've fallen off recently in our assists ratio. We were up near the top of the league, and now we've dropped down to somewhere in the middle. Hey, the team is passing the ball. The team's doing what they need to do. I am totally satisfied. And they show that they've got the guts to go in there against big-time teams like the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City, the Golden State Warriors here in Boston, Toronto Raptors. Even after the loss of Haywood, you know, we didn't get blown out in that game at Cleveland. And Cleveland's going to be looking over their shoulder, or looking up at us, I guess. And we can continue this pace. And, no matter where the team finishes this year, you got to say there it's an improvement over last year. And the sky's the limit. Now, on the other hand, down in Philadelphia, there's a pretty good ball club down there. When Joel Embiid is not talking trash and stuff like that, and flopping when somebody, little guy, pushes him. Come on. But anyway, Philadelphia, I think, is going to be a very good team. And I look for Philadelphia to bypass Toronto, and they could also give Cleveland some problems down the road. And their first pick has not played because of a shoulder injury, and that seems to be the situation down here in Philadelphia. They draft these guys, and they had to sit them out a year or two because of injuries. But anyway, I don't think their bench is going to be as good as ours down the road. And next year, with Haywood back, everybody, and the possibility that LeBron James is going to go west, as everybody is rumored, that I say he's probably going to go west, and he'd probably take Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder with him. Well, Isaiah Thomas, I think, is a free agent. I don't know if Crowder is a free agent. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm looking forward to a fantastic NBA season. And barring injuries, The sky is the limit here in Boston. It's 426 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM, Tusk Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November 26th edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What is the cost of drug and alcohol addiction?
I lost my health.
I lost my self-respect.
I lost my freedom.
If you have a drug or alcohol problem, remember, treatment is effective and recovery is possible. For information on drug and alcohol treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP and see what you could save.
With recovery, I got my life back.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 428 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I believe it's like 50 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing that weather update along about 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program coming up next here on WMFO around 5 o'clock. Okay, let's get back to sports talk here. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Capitals 4 and the Maple Leafs 2. Canadiens 3 and the Sabres zip. The Islanders 2 and the Senators 1. New Jersey 4 and the Red Wings 3. That was an overtime game. The Blackhawks 4 and the Panthers 1. The Penguins 5 and the Lightning 2. The Blues 6 and the Wild 3. The Golden Knights 4 and the Coyotes 2. The Flames 3 and the Avalanche 2. The Sharks 4 and the Jets zip. And the Kings 2 and the Ducks 1. And that was a shootout. Okay, the Bruins have a nice little four-game winning streak going here. And on Friday evening, they beat the Pittsburgh Penguins, so that was impressive. Beat them 4-3. I've been saying the Bruins are probably a middle of the pack hockey team. I wouldn't say ball club. middle of the pack, because first of all, they got so many new young players. It's going to be impossible to gauge how well they're going to play. Is this they're a little similar to the Celtics, except for the fact that they don't have the breakthrough players. Enough of the breakthrough players, I guess I should say. They do have Marchand and Bergeron and a few others. But most of the players, either new to the team or in their very first year in the league, And so the fact that they have 24 points and going into yesterday's game was in third place in the Atlantic Division, it's, maybe going to make me eat my words. Maybe they're gelling a lot faster than most people who would have thought. But, hey, we'll take it. Having two winning ball clubs here in Boston in the winter season will make the cold weather more palatable. Okay. It's interesting also, as far as the National Hockey League is concerned, that a team like the Golden Knights have, I think, they've won five straight, and they're an expansion ball club. And so, therefore, who thought that they would be that good? But I guess the player that they picked out to form their team, has just made them a much better ball club than anyone had originally anticipated. They are in first place. And lead Los Angeles and Calgary. So there you go. Columbus, who got off to a slow start after a very good year, maybe even a surprising year last year, they're in first place, followed by New Jersey. And I guess Pittsburgh is kind of a surprise. They're 25 points, but they're way down. They trail five teams in the Metropolitan Division. St. Louis is leading Winnipeg by a little bit, and Nashville's right in there as well. Chicago, usually perennial contenders up there, they're way down also. 10 points behind St. Louis the last time I looked. Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO. This is in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November 20th, the last Sunday in the month of November. Where has time gone? I performed the wedding ceremony Labor Day weekend, and seemed like right after that, time just flew into high gear. And, that was Labor Day, end of August, beginning of September, and here we are, almost near the end of November. I can't tell you where the time has gone. It just flown. There's just so many things going on, and I haven't even begun my Christmas shopping. That's okay. I was hoping you came back. I was looking out the window. I was going to yell at you, but I didn't see you go by. Okay, have a good night. Okay, that was the previous show. They left their phone here, and so I was hoping that they came back and didn't get lost. Okay, let's see, where are we going next. Let's go to college football. Where's my background music in case somebody calls? Okay, there we go. Okay, college football. Let's see. Thanksgiving Day, Mississippi. We had an upset. Mississippi, who was unranked, defeated Mississippi State, who was ranked number 14, 31-28. So half of Mississippi is happy. The other half must be unhappy. On November 24th, Pitt, another upset. Pittsburgh, who was unranked, defeated Miami, who was ranked number 2. 24-14. Oh, there's going to be some shakeup in the standings this week. Also on Friday, TCU 45, Baylor 22, and UCF 49, and South Florida 42. Virginia Tech 10, and Virginia zip. And those were the Thursday and Friday games. On Saturday, a big upset. Another big upset. Auburn, ranked number 6, defeated Alabama, ranked number 1, 26-14. Clemson, 34, South Carolina, 10, Oklahoma, 59, West Virginia, 31, Wisconsin, 31, Minnesota, zip. Georgia, 38, Georgia Tech, 7. Upset. Stanford, who was unranked, defeated Notre Dame. And I don't have the score here. Okay. I'm going to fire my staff. But Stanford defeated Notre Dame with an upset, but I have no clue what the score was. Ohio State 31, Michigan 20, Penn State 66, Maryland 3. Upset. This was a week of upsets. People had too much turkey, I guess. Washington ranked 17, defeated Washington State ranked 13, 41-14. Michigan State 40, Rutgers 7. LSU 45, Texas A&M 21, Oklahoma State 58, Kansas 17, Memphis 70, East Carolina 13, Northwestern 42, Illinois 7, and another upset, Fresno State, who was unranked, defeated Boise State, who was ranked number 23, 28-17. Well, with Alabama going down, Miami going down. I guess Clemson would have to sneak up back up into one of the top spots. I don't know how far you want to drop Auburn and Miami. They were 1-2. Drop them down to 3-4, maybe. I don't know. Wisconsin is still undefeated. So I say Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Clemson, Auburn, Alabama, Miami. You can throw a towel over them or a handkerchief maybe because they're so close. But anyway, we'll see what the experts decide as far as who's going to go to the Super Booper playoff game. Anyway, we'll, you know, that's interesting for people who follow college sports a lot closer than I do. I like college football, and I like, you know, college basketball, women, men and women's basketball. But, you know, there's so many teams, you know, unless I did this for as a full-time job, no way I could keep track of all this going on. But anyway, when it comes down to bowl time and everything else, then I get a chance to maybe watch a few more games. Not as many as I would like there either. Okay, where are we going next? Let's take a break. I got to get my stuff set up here. 4:38 here on WNFO and Metro Time is flying by. We're going to go to men's and women's college basketball scores as soon as I get a chance. Hold on, please. Don't go anywhere. Okay, 4:43 here on WMFO in Memphis. God, let's really speed things up here. Okay, let's go to men's college basketball. Miami 86, North Florida 65, Minnesota 89, and Alabama 84. On the ladies' side of college basketball, UConn 96, Michigan State 62. That's their fifth win in a row. Texas 92, Washington 68, South Carolina 76, St. John's 58, UCLA 72, Creighton 63, Notre Dame 76, South Florida 66, Mississippi State 67, Green Bay 46, Baylor 80, Georgia Tech 57, Ohio State 94, Stanford 82, that went into overtime. Oregon 92, Oklahoma 74, West Virginia 79, Virginia Tech 61, Tennessee 69, South Dakota 49, Duke 72, Oregon State 65. Upset, upset, upset. Missouri ranked number 23, defeated California ranked number 21, 55-52. Arizona State 72, Columbia 48, and Michigan 74, Ohio 61. In that UConn game, Stevens got 25 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal and a block. Williams, 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals and a block. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. I'm sorry. Collier got 14 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals and 3 blocks. Nurse got 20 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Dangerfield, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 10 assists, and 3 steals. Irwin, 2 points, 1 rebound, and assist. Bent, 2 points. Coombs, 2 points, and a assist. Hunter, 8 points. Gordon did not play but did not score. And Walker got 5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and 1 assist. UConn, as I said, had loaded up this offseason, losing only one player from last year's team that almost won the whole thing. Came very close to going undefeated, losing on a last-second shot there, but and I don't know what happened to Katie Lou Samuelson. Katie Lou Samuelson was the best player on the club last year, and she didn't play. I don't know if it's an injury. I got to check that out, see where Katie is, because I mean, if they're doing so well without her, what they're going to be like when they look out, Celtics, here they come. Okay, 4:46 here on WMFO with Medford. I got to continue on with the programming as scheduled here because, you know, we've got stuff to do. I'm probably not going to get to my Red Sox stuff. But anyway, we'll see. We'll go as fast as I possibly can. Wait, got to give me a break. First of all, I'm old. And it's early in the morning. Okay. National Football League. National Football League. I don't even know if I brought those scores with me. Because we had 3 Thanksgiving Day games. I only went 2-1 on my Thanksgiving Day picks. In case you didn't hear what happened on Thanksgiving Day, let me help you out. Minnesota 30, Detroit 23. I got that one. The one that messed me up with the LA Chargers 28 and Dallas 6. And Washington 20 and the Giants 10. I got that one. I went 2-1. The only one I believe that got them all correct was Bill. So here we go. I'm 103-60 with counting the Thursday games. I think Kyle is 97-66. Scott's 103-60. So we're tied for first place. Kenny, I think, 92 and 71, and Bill 101. So he's now in 62. He's two games behind Scott and myself in third place. And I know I'm going to hear it from him. So let's go into the rest of the games for today. The Falcons over the Bucks. Maddie is starting to skate on ice again. Hope it's not thin ice. You know, I wouldn't mind playing them again in another Super Bowl, but they got a way to go. Didn't start off so good. I got the Bengals over the Browns, and Ohio State could probably beat both of them the same day. I got the Colts over the Titans. Brissett had a week to chill out, and Marcus Mariota has been sort of like up and down and in and out. Probably not completely healed from that injury they came back from. I got the Chiefs over the Bills. I said all along the Chiefs were suspect, but the Bills are trying to match the Browns for ineptitude. We want to talk about Peterman and his five interceptions. That's not the way to break in a young guy. I got the Patriots over the Dolphins. It's impossible to game plan for the Patriots because they don't do the same thing offensively every week. And the defense is clicking like no one thought they would be able to click. Everybody was moaning and groaning about our defense. We're giving up too many points and we're putting too much pressure on the offense. Well, the offense has had some problems, but leave it to Brady and Belichick and all the others to figure things out. The offensive line has been awesome. That's probably part of the situation, turning it around. And they've been playing with guys out with injuries as well. And the Dolphins, you know. Jay Cutler is not going to play. He has a concussion. I don't know if that's going to send him back to the radio, to the TV booth or not, but Matt Moore is the man today. I got the Panthers over the Jets. The Jets wear green, but they aren't exactly kryptonite. And so Superman should have a great day, a field day over the Jets. I got the Eagles over the Bears. Can't prove how good or bad they are playing this type of team. The Bears have been up and down and in and out all year. Sometimes I thought after a pretty good game, even though they might have lost, that I was going to pick them the next week. And they went ahead. They went ahead and lose again. So anyway, there you go. I got the Saints over the Rams. Drew Brees has definitely read the GOAT's book. And somewhere they dredged up a defense from the bayou. They drained the swamp and they got a defense. He's probably not only read the GOAT's book, he's probably eating his food as well. He's been having a fantastic year. I got the Seahawks over the 49ers, but can I change if Jimmy G starts? Just kidding. From what I understand, he's not going to start, so I got the Seahawks over the 49ers. I got the Jaguars over the Cardinals. Colin Kaepernick would look good in Arizona. Along with, you get a CK, an AZ, and an AP. How about that? The Cardinals, however, I'm not taking them. I'm taking the Jaguars. I got the Raiders over the Broncos. The Raiders have come down to sea level, and they weren't as bad as the Patriots made them look. Just that Carr, I believe, is still also, you know, not 100% because of injuries. And like I said, you can't game plan for the Patriots because they do something different every week, but they may go back to some old things. But if you're going to base it on what they did the previous game, probably ain't going to be too cool. I got the Raiders over the Broncos, and even Elway has said that the Broncos are soft. That's a great way to inspire the team that you put on the field nationwide is not on your side. Or is he coming through that door anytime ever? Yeah, their quarterback looked horrible last week. So you can't blame it on the defense. And I'm talking about the Patriots. In the Broncos game, the Patriots stayed away from the wide receivers, from the cornerbacks, who are the strength of the defense, and they doubled Von Miller, and he only got to Tom Brady once, I believe, in that game. And they did the same thing with Khalil Mack. They doubled him and tripled him and everything else, and he never only got to Tom once also. And Steelers over the Packers. When the fans stop showing up, then maybe CK will get a chance. Fat chance, right? And I've got the Ravens over the Texans. I have nothing good to say about these teams. Well, hey, they've had problems, but I think the Ravens have had less problems than the Texans as far as injuries are concerned, and so therefore I'm going Ravens. And Bill, like I said, picked the Vikings, Chargers, and Washington. So he's 3-0 on Thanksgiving Day. He's got the Falcons, the Bengals, the Titans. So that's a loss, hopefully. He got the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Panthers, the Eagles, the Saints, the Seahawks, the Jaguars, the Broncos. That could be a loss. The Steelers and the Ravens. So he may have two losses coming up if things go according to form. It's 4:55 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, November the 26th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And kind of like to get involved in conversation now, but if you want to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Also need to mention that fundraising time is still going on here at the station. You can send your tax-deductible donation to WMFO P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Mass. 02153. That's WMFO donation. P.O. Box 53065, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass. 02153. And I think there's a sign up showing how much money we've raised thus far, and I can't read it from here. There's a pole in the way. And I think it's somewhere near $1,800. And so keep those donations coming in. We can improve the station with the extra funds that we receive. Okay, time to put the wraps up. I don't have time to talk about the Red Sox. I'm sorry. Last week I talked a little bit about the management and the coaching change. I was planning to talk about first base today and see how far we could go with that. But, well, I'm going to get to that today. Okay, I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way at 5 a.m., one of my all-time favorite programs. Because I'm going to be playing some of my all-time favorite gospel music. So you stay tuned for that. We have 3 hours of fantastic music heading your way. So don't you go anywhere. And if you have a friend that you want to wake up and tell them to listen, give them a call. Tell them WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm host Donnelly Brown signing off another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports.